Blog Talk Radio.
There you have it. The age of freedom has come. We're talking about the national anthem for our Elohim Bob tribes. What I like to do at this point is we don't do prayer. I like to do an assertion to start the show off. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want. Okay? Our slogan is love is the act that make others feel good, okay? Now, we always start our show off talking about love because it seems like We honestly don't know what love is, and we have a lot of problems with dealing with love, you know. So we're going to talk about love for a few minutes. We're not going to do the show about love. We're just going to talk about love for a few minutes. And like we said, our slogan is, love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to learn how or practice how to love each other. You know what I mean? The main thing is that if somebody that you know, okay, somebody that you're involved with, or your friends, or your company, or if you're in a group, you say things to each other. Sometimes they mean good, sometimes they mean bad, you know. But people tend a lot of times hear one thing even though you say something else. So you have to be careful when you talk to people. You can say something, then they'll come at you and you say, where in the world did that come from? And you know you didn't say nothing like that. So you have to stop and explain what you meant by what you said, because they take it the wrong way. Because later on, they'll be arguing, well, you said so-and-so, and you know you didn't say that, but that's actually what they heard, okay? So you have to be mindful of people's feelings, their emotional state. And in a culture like this, the average person goes through quite a bit, you know, because, I mean, it's crazy out here. And the average person goes through a lot because of this is a dog-eat-dog culture. It's not a reap-what-you-sow culture. Now, we try to infuse the dog-eat-dog culture, the reap-what-you-sow, with the dog-eat-dog culture. But if you're a reap-what-you-sow person and you run into a dog-eat-dog person, they start to take everything you got. They look at your kindness and your generosity as a weakness. And people in the dog-eat-dog culture, they really don't appreciate what you do for them, you know, unless they're raised with the mindset that they have to pay back whatever is done to them or for them, okay? Now, if they're raised like that under the dog-eat-dog culture, then that's evoking part of the reap-what-you-sow attitude along with the dog-eat-dog culture. But in the dog-eat-dog culture, if you miss a step, you know what I mean? If you miss a step, it's a game. You miss a step, they'll take what you have. And they know that, you know, if they miss a step, you're going to take what they have. That's how the dog-eat-dog world works, okay? Now, I just want to get into the word peace for a minute, because we don't actually understand what the word peace means as well, because peace is a declaration of war, okay? It's a war of attrition. I think that's what some groups don't understand. When you sign a little peace treaty, what you're supposed to be doing is start making and building all the weapons you can get your hands on, you know, and not to use them for war, but to keep up with the people who you sign a peace treaty with. Now, in certain instances, when they sign a peace treaty, part of the conditions for the treaty is that you can't have so many weapons, you can't build up so much. That's part of the agreement. And if they see you building up where you can attack them or do something to them, then they'll, you know, that's a violation of the treaty, and they'll come at you because they have the upper hand, they have more weapons than you, and they'll come at you to knock you off, okay? So I'm saying all that because there's a lot to loving a person. When we say love is an act to make others feel good, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're going to do something or say something, and you've gotten to know this person, you know who push their buttons, make sure that whatever you say, it makes them feel good. And if it's not going to make them feel good, then don't commit the act, okay? We're not going to spend that much time on love because this show is not about love. So it's been about 5 minutes, which we've already done. So just remember, the person that you're with, right, learn as much as you can about them, not to push their buttons or to make them jealous to see if they care about you and all that, but teach each other through your actions and your deeds what love is and how to love, okay? And I think that's important, okay? Now, we don't spend 5 minutes on love, so now we're going to move on to the actual topic at hand, okay? Now, the topic of hand is, what is reality? I didn't send a text out because I just really want to go to a few shows, working out the time and how everything is going to be and what I'm trying to do here. So what we're talking about is, what is reality? That's a very important subject because we get to talk, and most of us don't even know what reality is. Reality to some of us is hanging at the mall, going to the parties. That's reality for some of us. Playing jokes on each other, having fun, having a good time. That's reality for some of us, you know. But is that really reality? Or is that somebody setting you up to distract you from what's really going on, okay? And I think that children, as soon as they're able to understand, they should really get a good dose of how the real world works. And I think that their innocence mentally should be taken from them as soon as possible. What I mean by that is tell them the truth about what's going on. Don't be telling children about no stork come to bring no babies. That's not really, you know, you're giving them a false reality. You're telling people, you're telling the children about some guy coming down the chimney with toys and all that, and you work your butt off all year long to get them little toys and stuff for Christmas, you know, and you're giving a children a false sense of reality, especially when you tell your children don't lie to you, and they found that ain't no real Santa Claus, you know what I mean? You've been lying to me all these years. So, you know, if you're practicing lying, don't tell your children not to lie. It makes you seem like a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to give them reality, give them a strong dose of reality, okay? Now, we're going to go into reality, what's really real and what's not real, okay? The reality is the first thing you have to deal with is who you are. And they make sure that they keep that reality away from you as hard and as best as they can because they want to make sure that you're not caught up in reality. They want you living in the dream world. They want you living in the fantasy because if they got you living in the fantasy, then the real world, what's going on in the real world, they're in total control. And by them living in the real world, that puts them in control over you since you're living in the fantasy. So the first thing that I have to do to wake you up, this is the hardest part of everything for me, because the brainwashing is so strong and so intense. The first thing that you have to understand is that energy cannot be created or destroyed. That's number one. And with that thought process, if energy cannot be created or destroyed, how were you created? Think about that for a second. You were not created. That's the way. This is a wake-up call. I'm just giving it to you. I might go through this every show because it seems like we need this more and more and more. Created. Now, I'm a Bible thumper, I'll tell you. Now, the first part of the Bible in Genesis, it said, let us make men and women. Don't say let us create men and women. It said let us make men and women in our own image. And men and women were made and then he saw that it was good. And then they threw the word creating in. I throw you off. Okay? And then they said God created this and God created that. No, God didn't create anything. God made everything. So this is how they throw you from the real world into the fantasy world, okay? If you cut down a tree, okay, and make a chair, you did not create the chair because if you created the chair, you'd have to create the energy that the chair is made out of. You didn't create the tree. You can't even make a tree. You can plant a seed and watch the tree grow. You can't even create a seed. You can mix two seeds together and get a different species of plant life, but you can't make the first seed. You can't create the first seed because to create, you have to create something from nothing. Not happening. It's not possible to make something from nothing. Any farmer know you got to pour water into the well to get water out. You know what I'm saying? This is the reality. This is the wake-up call. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand, okay? Who are you? Okay? How did you get here? You got here the same way everybody else got here. There's no... See, the universe was designed... Hello? The universe was designed to function a certain way, all right? That's what the reap what you sow a culture is all about. The reap what you sow culture is all about science. See, the people that live in the reap what you sow culture, they're scientists. Because if you put two chemicals together, if you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. That's science. You use mathematics to measure the chemicals that you sow together so that you can reap the desired reaction that you want. That's the reap what you sow mentality, okay? And that's what's going on. Now, I'm going to take a minute here to, actually I'm on the radio, so I'm going to have to call them back. Although the call was kind of important. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to a music break for a minute here. And I'm going to... I'll be right back.
I'm so happy. Because Jesus is mine and He'll never let me down. I'm so happy.
Oh Lord, I know You're gonna make my life.
Sorry for a brief interruption. I wasn't able to catch the call anyway, but I'll just have to call them back when I get off the air, okay? So, here we go. I sort of interrupted my flow because I thought the call was kind of important. I didn't send a text out to let everybody know I was on the air because I just want to go through the new format that I'm setting up for my shows, okay? So, right now, the topic for today's show is what is reality? Okay, and all right, well, this show is not going to flow straight through because of the calls coming in. Everybody's calling me now. They don't normally call this time, but now they're calling in. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to lock them in. I can't lock them in because the number won't come out right. So we'll just... I'm just going to keep running with the show, okay? Sorry about that. All right, so anyway, we're dealing with reality, who you are and what you are, and that's what we're talking about right now. And I would love to get them in on it. The people that call me, I would love to get them in on this show. Oh, you know what? Well, that's okay. I'll call them after the show's over. All right, so it broke my flow up, but that's okay. We'll get back into it. You know, we're talking about what is reality, okay, and that's what we're dealing with right now. And energy cannot be created or destroyed. So the reality of the whole thing is you were not created. You were made out of the same energy that the cosmos is made out of. Think about that. That puts you in a very unique position here. And the Quran calls you a vicegerent. The Bible calls you a god. That's how many too. You're all gods. So that makes you a very powerful, unique, and special person because in reality, you are the universe expanding itself because the same energy that brought everything into existence is what brought you into existence. And you have the conscious reality and the wherewithal to manipulate source energy for your own purpose. That's a god. Okay? You have animals that can manipulate energy for their own purpose. So those are gods. And we're eating gods. That's what we're doing. That's why in the book it tells you that the herbs and plants is what you were supposed to have for meat. Because we're not supposed to eat these little gods running around here, but we don't think of them as gods. You know, we love our little dogs and we love our little cats. And we take a wonderful animal like a cow, chop them up in little pieces and put them on the grill, you know, and tear them up. So we have to get our priorities straight. Once we realize who we are, then we can be adjusting ourselves accordingly, okay? Now, the let's get into something that we've been miseducated about. Or, I'm not going to say it like that. Let's get into something whereas I'm going to give you the reality behind some of the myths that are in the Bible, all right? I'm a Bible thumper, so we're going to go through the Bible thing, right? What I like to talk about when we talk about who you are, I like to talk about the Immaculate Conception, see? They give you the impression that only Jesus, okay, was born under the Immaculate Conception. Well, that's the wrong impression that they're giving everybody because they want to trap you into following somebody that they put up there that look like them, whoever it is, whether it's Chinese or European or black or whatever it is, and somebody that look like them is the only one born like that. That's a misconception. That's misinformation, as they call it. When the male and female get together and he plants that seed and he impregnates that seed, right? Nothing happens it does happen immediately because we're dealing with milliseconds here. A light into the mother's womb that's not from the mother or the father. I used to think that it was a spark of electricity coming from mama, but it's not. It's a divine light coming into the mother's womb. That's what the Immaculate Conception is all about because the energy that put that flesh in motion does not come from the mother or the father. It comes, that source energy is light coming in, okay? This is what makes you a universe expanding itself because the universe is giving you that conscious energy to make the flesh do what it's supposed to do. And there was a reason why the wise men were following the stars. Every child born is a cosmic event. This is the stuff that you really have to get. I really have to get you to understand this. Every mother is Mary. Every child is a Christ. Okay, so the mother actually, when she's born, is a Christ who becomes Mary. Okay, and the father is a Christ who becomes Joseph. What the main thing that Joseph was doing after the baby was born was taking care of the child and the mother. He protected, watched over the mother. This is what the child, this is what Joseph was doing. You follow what I'm saying? And this is what the male model is supposed to do. You're supposed to be there I'll take care of the mother and the child until she gets to the point that, until the child gets to the point that it don't need your service. You know, we know that group that raise children, children will never get to that point. They always need something, and we have to be in a position to supply them with what they need, you know. But the first thing you have to do is let the child know who they are. And you can't let the child know who they are until you know who you are. That's what this is all about. We're trying to get you to think in terms of reality, what's real and what's not real. You know, people ask me, what do you believe? Oh, I don't believe in nothing. Follow what I'm saying? How can you not believe anything? I use the term because we're so caught up in believe you, believe me, you believe me. I deal with what I know. Okay, I know if I eat, I'm going to have to take a dump. I know if I drink water, I'm going to have to piss. All right? I know if I don't wash, I'm going to stink. Okay, that's reality. This is what I know. And to read what you sow culture, this is how the mind works. You have to sow something for something to come into existence, so that you can reap something. If you're thinking of reaping something and you ain't sowing, then something's wrong with your thought process. You're not dealing with reality. You become a crook, a robber, a murderer, whatever, because you want it without sowing. Work for what you get. Hello, you know what I mean? But that takes on a whole new life on its own, too, because these criminals, they work hard robbing these banks and stuff. I mean, they work hard stealing people's land. You know, wake-up call, you are in a criminal empire. The United States of America is a criminal empire. Just check how they got the land, okay? They didn't have no picket signs up, wanting to go kumbaya with the Indians and the native, the Moors and stuff that were here. They came in with guns, chemical warfare, and they took what they wanted. And they're still doing it all over the planet. That's why they have such a large military complex. And if I was the president of the United States right now, I would make sure that we had plenty of weapons, because the people want their stuff back that you don't steal from them, rob their children of their inheritance. Oh, yeah, they want their stuff back. If they get their stuff back right now, a lot of people would have to die. So it's better to keep things at status quo until we can get to the point that we can gain more control, so that the people won't have to live under their greed. Because greed, oh, my God. That's why we got homeless people sleeping on the street. Because instead of Trump taking that tax cut, with that kind of money, he could have got every homeless person off the street, period. But greedy. He took the money and they put more money in their pocket. They got more money than they'll ever spend in 10 lifetimes. You follow what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. So this is the wake-up call, and this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to wake you up to what's really going on and what's happening around the planet, and who you really are. That's what the topic is today. So we went into the immaculate conception, because we're not getting the right information about that, all right? Even though the original Yahshua ben Zandera was a black man, and we know that, and it says so in the book. That's what I'm saying. So don't get mad at me. You can't burn them in the oven and come out lily white, cold pink. It's going to come out black if you burn it. So that gave us an idea of what the color of Yahshua ben Zandera was, his mother and all that. And they know that. They know that. But when you see, once you understand the truth, when you see a European Mary and a European Christ, it shouldn't bother you, because that is Mary. That is Christ. And when you see a black Mary and a black Christ, it shouldn't bother you, because that is Mary. That is Christ. Any woman on the planet can represent Mary, because she is Mary. any child on the planet can represent Christ because they are Christ. When you look in the mirror, that's what you're supposed to see. One who is crystallized into oneness with the universe. Come on. That's what Christ is. You know what I mean? You are born of the Immaculate Conception. Special, powerful, vicegerent, a God. That's who you are, you know? What is a God? One who manipulates source energy for their own purpose. And that's what you're doing. You control huge amounts of energy because of who you are. Okay, well, at this point, we got the halfway mark. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go into a little commercial here, right? And see if I can pull it up. Okay. What I like to do is give a shout out to the people who are on the air, and I'm working so hard to bring you the message that we need, okay? Because I'm pulling music in a minute. So this is Elohim Radio Show here every Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. Fill up your time on U.S. time. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you actually want us to. we only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or group and you want to give a shout-out, please feel free to do so. We have released our first gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is Coming, CD link. The link is CD/Elohim/2. That's the number 2, so check it out. You also can catch me on YouTube. Click Elohim Christ, 10 tracks, Jesus is Coming. Ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. He's coming from. So, you sisters out there, you goddesses out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. That child that you dump might just be the one to get us out of this mess we're in. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. And guys, we also need you to do the Joseph routine and help mama take care of them babies, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, at Francis Home. More information on the CD or book, call TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5 p.m. Also, I'm in the gold business. I buy and sell gold for my information. You can call the same number. 215-758-1703, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Hans Butler for his Black History book with Max Carlisle. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces, okay? And Frank Miller, here I am for turning on that book. Legacy of the Nation show hosted by Mac and Son comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m., they talk about Black history, help at the Ramas and politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. I also like to give a shout-out to 7752. He's on every morning at 6 a.m. and every Wednesday, 8 p.m. The call-in number is 319-427-6199. I would like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word. She has a spoken word just for you. That's what she calls. She calls it a spoken word. And her word is spoken very well. I like the kind of things she decides. So go ahead and check her out on YouTube. I'd like to give a shout out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-215-8040. You can also go to her website, NikkiLoveRenown.com, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNIA, ACL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. We meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. at UNRA 267-822-2320, 267-300-7143, okay? Or on Elohim at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 7, Monday through Friday. RBG Industries, they make designer clothes. I give a shout out to Buzz BB. RBG Industries, they make designer clothes, buttons and flags. So if you want a good tailor made outfit, call 609-638-5828. UNIA Elohim Five Tribes, UAIA, Safe More Electronics. I'd like to give a shout out to a couple of companies, okay? Safe More Electronics. They do some very good electric work. So if you need some electric work, you just get in touch with Safe More Electronics. I'll add the number on in the show. I had a number up. And we also have Taylor Tops Academy. That's going to be information on that is going to be coming up in a few minutes as well. We'd like to give a shout out to Tom Ford, who writes under the name Yesterday's Child. He has an old school style on Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Baby. Then type in Yesterday's Child, or you can call Thomas Stewart for more information at 267-259-4077. I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Tech Learning Academy. Licensed and certified, she's registered nurse who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Tots has before and after school services in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Our email address is TaylorTotsLearningAcademy@gmail.com. Instagram is Taylor_Tots_LA. I'd also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic doctors and healers, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7345. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. Okay, I believe I'm still on the air. Yeah, I'm still on the air. Okay. So if you're sick and not calling one of these specialists, you deserve to be sick. No, we don't really think anybody deserves to be sick. So just give them a call and don't worry. Be healthy, okay? So now we're going to get back into, we're going to go back into the topic here. The topic for today is what is reality, you know? And that's something that, let me see. Okay. Yeah. So we need to give a lot of time to that. And a commercial is 5 minutes long. I hope you don't mind sitting through that. But I want to give those brothers and sisters a shout out who are trying to bring you information and trying to help you with different things, okay? Okay. Now, we just went through the American conception, so we talked about that, okay? Now, so now as we're going to take a little small break here, and we're going to play another one of the songs off my CD, so listen up and enjoy. We'll be back in 5 minutes, okay?
I try to get my friends. to do the same thing to you. I'm trying to let them know that Jesus has a magic touch, and he changed my life so much. If you wanna do it right, if you wanna fight the good fight, make sure he's the main reason that you do it right.
I'm so happy.
I know, Lord,
today
that we're thinking bad, you're gonna
cause
it.
Jesus Is Mine, that's off my CD. I've written, produced, and wrote all the songs on there. Played all the music, all the instruments. Yeah, yours truly. I did that. So if you want to check out the CD, you know where to go. You can go to Amazon, Amazon.com, and purchase the CD if you want. That's how you can support the ministry and what we're doing, okay? Okay, now let's get back to the topic at hand, all right? We're talking about the topic about what is reality. How do we know what's real and what's not real, you know? We live in the real world, okay? When it rains, you don't have to believe you're going to get wet. Walk outside and it's going to rain on you. So nobody has to believe that when it rains, that water will make you wet. Water will make you wet. You have to deal with the difference between reality and falsehood. Now, if somebody tell you that they can run in between the drops, all right? Now, you don't have to say they can do it. Just tell them, come by one day when it's raining. Let me see you running between the drops. Now, if you can go from that corner up here without getting wet, hey, then I'll know you can run in between the drops. But as far as I know right now, nobody runs in between the drops. I can't say there's no space in between the drops, because there is, but nobody is fast enough, as far as I know, to run in between the drops. So I'm not going to say you can't run in between the drops, all right? I'm not going to say one way or another, all right? I'll just wait until it rains. Then you can show me that you can run in between the drops. So it's not a question what I believe or don't believe. I don't believe one way or another. I don't disbelieve you, nor do I, just because I can do something, that don't mean you can do it. You feel me? So that's what I'm talking about. So if you can do something, all right, then it's not a question of whether I believe you or not. It's a question of me knowing whether you can do it or not, you know? If you say, well, I can play a violin. Okay, well, that's fine. You know, you say you can play a violin. I don't believe whether you can or cannot. I heard what you said, all right? I reserve my thoughts until you pull that violin out and start playing that sucker. You know what I mean? So just because you say something, right, I'm not going to disavow whether you can or cannot do it. That's not how reality works. All right. When you come from a reap what you sow mindset, all right, show me. You say you can fly. Well, you know what I mean? You know, show me. Fly. If you can't fly, then, you know, what you're saying is not reality. You're living in a dream world. Okay. Now, if you say I can fly, but I have to have an airplane to fly with, I say, okay, that makes sense. All right. Now, can you fly an airplane? I don't know. Can you fly any airplane? Most people can. I've seen it done. So I know that you can do that. I know that that's possible. All you got to do is walk on board, and the pilot will take you around, and you can fly an airplane. I know that. So it's not a question of me belief. Living in the real world is very important, okay? People tell you don't drink. Because drinking causes cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, all that stuff, you know? That's not, of course, something that I believe. People are getting those diseases from drinking. Don't smoke. It'll mess up your lungs. People's lungs are being messed up from smoking. So that's not something that I have to believe or disbelieve. I know. I live in the real world. I know that if I jump off a building, it's possible that I might not die, but it's going to hurt. I mean, it's going to hurt. That's not something I believe. That's something I know. Now, if somebody tell me they can jump off a building, it's not going to hurt. I'm going to say, hey, man, there's the building. Let me see. You know what I mean? I live in the real world, and that's what I'm talking about. We need to stay as close to reality as possible. This way, you can't get yourself into so much trouble. They make up laws, okay? And the rules that they have for you breaking the law, right? Now, then they have rules, they have ways that you can get around the rules for breaking the law, right? This is not something that I believe, this is something that I know. If the most dangerous thing for running the red light is that the other guy got the green light to go, and you have a nice possibility of your car running into his car because you're supposed to be stopped and he's supposed to be going. So it's possible that you can do this for a few times without hitting anything and without bumping into nobody, but sooner or later, somebody go run into you. That's not a belief. That's what I know, you know. Been there, done that, you know? So if we constantly deal with reality, it'll keep us in a better frame of mind. We won't be going out of our mind because we're thinking we live in this fantasy world, and that's not the real world, you know? So we want to keep ourselves thinking as close to reality as possible. You know what I mean? And this is what I'm getting into. So there's things that I can do that it's not a belief for me. Or do we have an aura? And well, that's not a belief. I can see your aura. So for me, I know we have an aura because I can see it. And I know that when you have sickness and stuff, there's dark spots in your aura to tell you where the sickness is. I can see it. I can predict where. I can tell a person when in sickness, because this is something that I can see. You follow what I'm saying? So it's not a belief for me, you know. You know, it's kind of interesting how we can get caught up in a non-reality situation and thinking that it's reality. Reality is what you can confirm through reap what you sow. That's the culture that your mind is supposed to be under, okay? And if you can't sow from what you're reaping, then there's something wrong with your sowing, okay? There's something wrong with your sowing. If you work day after day after day and never can get ahead, all right, then there's something wrong with the way that you're sowing. There's something wrong with that. So you have to begin to analyze why you're in the predicament that you're in. That's why I like the Bible, because the Bible gives you clues on how to get out of the mess that you're in, you know, just like with the story of David. Joseph, when they threw him in a hole, he became the vice heir. He became the economic person for Egypt, and he told them to spend half, save half on the crop, and that will save Kemet. And that's what happened. But see, that's a 50% budget. So if you're sowing, okay, and you're not sowing along the 50% budget line, you're gonna have trouble. It's telling you how to get out of the mess that you're in. So something's wrong with your sowing, and there's keys in the book to show you how to sow successfully, so that you don't be broke all the time. That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't it be nice to have half the money that you spent all your life? Yes, it would. But you don't know you're supposed to save half your money. They tell you 10%. That's not enough. Soon as something goes wrong, that 10% is gone. I'm just saying. See, once you start dealing with reality, then your life will be better. You know? How are you going to function if you're busy and can't think straight? So why would you sow liquor, knowing that it's going to take you out of your mind? It's going to make your mind can't function under the alcohol. That's just not reality. You know what I mean? You might have a false sense of reality, thinking that you're doing so great, but the person that's sober looking at you like you're crazy. You know what I mean? You drive and think you're going in a straight line, but you're all over the place. The cop pulls you over. What did I do, officer? And he's looking at you. You're all over the doggone place out there. But in your mind, you're going straight. But you're not dealing with reality, okay? Leave the booze alone. You really don't need it. You don't need anything that distracts your body from its original purpose, to be a God, to be a vicegerent, to be a Christ. That's your original purpose, okay? Ruler, maintainer of the, not just this planet, but the universe. This is a wake-up call. I'm trying to give you an idea of who you are so you can deal with reality. And your children, they don't know what's going on. They don't know who they are. They don't know that they're a Christ walking around with power to do so much, all right? They know they got something going on, but they don't know what it is, because nobody explained to you who you are, so you can't tell your children who they are. So from generation to generation to generation, nobody knows what's up. And then the people that know what's going on come along and take advantage of you, all right? People that know what's going on come along and take your land from you, take your oil, take your resources. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Because you think peace means we're going to get together and do a kumbaya fest party. That's not what peace means. When somebody signs a peace treaty for you, or somebody want to make peace with you, get your weapons ready. Make sure your weapons equal their weapons. Then you'll have peace. But if they get to the point that they got, you only got 10,000 people in your army and they got 100,000 in theirs, you're in trouble. They come in to take what you got, and ain't nothing you can do about it because you're not prepared. This is what we're getting into. This is what we're talking about, okay? Well, we only got about 5 more minutes left, so but we're going to keep it going here, okay? I'm giving you a wake-up call, trying to let you know reality from falsehood. And you can deal with reality all day long without going crazy. But when you start dealing with falsehood, when you don't know what's real and what's false, you know, it gets a little silly because you get into a belief system. Tell yourself, I don't believe anything. Either I know it or I don't know it. It's just that simple. I know that there's a ladder there. And if I want to touch the ceiling, I know I can climb that ladder and I can touch the ceiling. You know that, all right? If you don't have that ladder there, right, somebody tells you that you can float up to the ceiling, well, you have to ask them, look, show me how you do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't just believe it because they said it. It don't matter who it is. If it goes against reality, hello, you know, make them prove what they say. If they can't prove what they're saying, duh. You know what I mean? Don't feed into it. That way you don't get caught up in the con man traps and all that kind of stuff, you know, trying to get something for nothing because you reap what you sow. If you're not sowing anything, don't expect to reap anything because that's how you get conned out of all your money, trying to get something for nothing. You don't want something for nothing, okay? If there's a reason for you to have it, okay, fine. That means you have sold enough energy into whatever you're doing for that to come back to you, okay, so that you can reap the benefits of what you're doing. But you have to put the energy in to get the energy out. That's how it works, okay? And if you're putting energy in and you're not getting out what you think you need to get out, then you need to go to some of the books that tell you how to get the proper flow from your energy of what you're putting out. It's just that simple. Into the real world. Join Elohim. Join me in the real world, okay? If you want to go to my website, it's www.elcharastaah.website/website. That will take you to my website. I'm going to have to change that. That's a lot to remember. So I'm going to have to maybe get a new domain name or something like that. Well, we only got about 1 minute left. So what I'm going to do, the closing assertion, well, I'm going to take a few seconds to the closing assertion, so we're going to keep talking, okay? But I'd like to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in. And we'll be here every day at We'll be here every day at 7 o'clock universe permitting, because sometimes our energy will take us away from the original goal and things don't work out the way we want them to work out. But my goal is to be here every day at 7 o'clock. Okay, so I didn't send out too many texts today, but I will send out all 200 some texts tomorrow. And every day after that, so you'll be able to hang out with me on the radio, okay? With that, I like to, we don't pray, but we make assertions because what we say, we'll bring it into existence. And at this point, I have walked the path as divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. And I will see you again tomorrow. We'll talk some more tomorrow, okay? Much love.